So it was last week we were doing the story about the it was the professional female soccer player.
Yeah.
And what was her name?
She's booted from Epcot.
Yeah, she got kicked out. She got kicked out of the bar. And well, we were starting to talk about hey, you know, how many times have you been somewhere where you got the old heave ho? We never had a chance to get around to it, just had too much to get to last week, but yeah, wanted to talk to you, 410-338-1098. Times you were asked to leave by the establishment. You were thrown out for putting something weird inside of that chocolate wonderfall with the Golden Corral. Maybe you got a little bit lippy with a manager. Maybe you got a little handsy with some other patrons. Why'd you get kicked out? And I was thinking about it on the ride in, and I mean, I've obviously told the story before. The first time I ever got taken to a strip club, I didn't know you couldn't grab the women's asses. I did. Elbowed in the face, thrown out. I deserved it. But I remember the trip that I took to Finland a couple years ago. There was a guy in there that got lobbed out of the bar that we were with. I guess in Helsinki, or maybe it's a whole damn country, it's poor form to drink out of a bottle. If they place glasses on the table and they put a bottle on the table and you grab the glass, you pour everyone a drink first and then yourself. It's just, you know, it's manners. And shocker, you got some big dumb goober with us, who I actually had a lot of fun with. He was a great guy. But 17 vodkas in, he can barely walk straight. He grabs the bottle, puts it right to his lips, and our host, who's like explaining the reindeer we're about to eat, whatever weird lingonberry mash he's going to place before us, is like, so the vodka is, it's local. You leave the table. Whoa. And all of us are like, whoa. I mean, this dude stood up. You leave. They made him sit in the lobby. And he explained to us, like, in the country, you do not place the receptacle to your faces the way you would take, like, a bowl of soup and slurp the broth. You don't do that here in Finland. And this poor drunk F just has to sit out there and spin around in circles for the next
time
hour.
Out.
Yeah, he got beat up in time out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we ask you. I mean, for the most part, we're all relatively well-behaved boys in here.
I got thrown in and then back out of the now-defunct Bay Cafe.
You got thrown into a business?
Well, I was already out. I was leaving. I was already out. And I peed in the bamboo right outside of the Bay Cafe. You know the bamboo there?
What?
Oh. You're going to judge me, a-holes?
Oh, you've never peed in public after being at a bar?
Screw
the both of you.
In the restaurant.
You're both liars.
On the floor. Like a gentleman.
I was tucked away neatly in the bamboo, and I was peeing. And I got snatched up by the arm by a cop.
Oh wow.
And
he thought you were holding an AR-15?
Easy in this day and age, Justin. Sorry. That's bad. I know, so he brings me. I'm already out. I'm outside of the bar. I was leaving. And he brings me. And it was bad because he had me by the arm.
Well, what do we got
and
here?
And he parades me back into the bar.
Oh, no.
I'm being paraded back into the bar by a cop.
Did he let you finish at least?
Well, I was done. He waited until I emerged from the bamboo and, ha, gotcha. And he parades me back into the bar, onto the deck through everybody. And then he goes, I caught this guy peeing outside. What do you want me to do? And he goes, well, just throw him out.
Okay.
And I go, okay, well, I was already out. I was leaving.
I was done.
So he brought me back in just to throw me back out again. And that was it.
That's hysterical. You got walked into the building, shamed, and walked back
pretty
out.
Much.
Shame.
He Mike, made me do the walk of shame.
I got kicked out, but I was guilty by association.
Yeah, of course you were. Perfect Anderson.
I was going to meet the guys at the bar.
BGE Substation Anderson.
And it was the worst scenario. You know when you like go to meet your friends and they're already half lit and you have to try to like catch up?
Catch up, yeah.
But they were beyond gone. I walk into the bar. My friend had his testicles out of his pants.
Oh, hi.
And have been chasing another person around the bar.
That's my bit. Who is this genius I love to befriend?
You're judge me for peeing in some bamboo.
All right, who here wants to
look
play?
Look at the crowd you run with.
Penis chase.
Look, who amongst us?
I've never chased anybody with my testicles.
So, yeah, needless to say, we were booted from the bar and the cops were called. And I got us out of there before the cops got there. Luckily, yeah, I showed up sober, so I was able to get everybody out of there post-haste.
We're talking about times you got kicked out of places. Last week, Some female soccer player.
Yeah,
her name escapes me. She got kicked out of Epcot.
She had like a whole like apology thing. Alex Morgan kicked out of Disney World. Yeah, she was partying. I guess she got a little belligerent with saying some stuff. Got that ass walked out. And it just got us thinking, hey, times you've been thrown out of the bar. So let's just jump right to the phones. Shocker, our listeners exploded the phones, and there is smoke pouring out of the back of the machine.
Keep it succinct, people, please.
Yeah, we can. Let's go to Baltimore Joe. Baltimore Joe, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey.
Of course. Uh-huh.
Now, first, I just want to give a shout-out to my boy VTech. He got married last night. Love you, man.
He got married. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What is
he got married.
Married, yes.
And beautiful woman, Alex. But anyway, I was at a bar, me, my ex-fiance, and a few of my friends years ago, and I got tossed out of a bar for dancing on the bar because I told the bartender I can shake my ass better than any chick out here.
Nice.
Oh, you did a little ugly with that big, gross butt of yours.
Oh, I got thrown out of night shifts for hopping up on the stage.
Oh, you did. Thank you for the call. That's right. You did jump up at night shift. That was a legendary tale told years ago What? Like, how much did you have to drink that night? Did you get at it?
Yeah, I mean, I was just being goofy and fun. And I even, like, you know, I wasn't violently thrown out the bar. The bouncer was like, you got to go. I'm like, I know, dude. And I just, like, gave him a what's up.
Happy
gave
trails.
Gave him a bro hug and just rolled on out. I'm like, it's cool.
Let's go to line one. We got, hey, Blind Mike, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
A long time ago, there used to be a nightclub down in Ocean City called Samantha's. And I had met a girl down there the weekend I was down there. We went there that night, and we were doing some heavy-duty shots and shooters and everything. And at one point in the evening, she grabbed me by the hand and dragged me into the ladies' room and into one of the stalls.
Oh, stop it.
And basically, the next thing we knew is all we heard was a knock on the door, and some of the girls who had seen us come in went and ratted on us, and it was a big old bouncer standing there at the stall door telling us we had to get out of there, and they basically like kicked us out of Samantha's that night.
How far did you get?
You were on the way?
The belt was undone.
Had you withdrawn yourself?
Were you having sex in the bathroom?
We were working on it.
But you didn't get there.
No, work unfortunately, we just
work it.
Did any parts of you smell worse when you left than before you went in?
Yes or no? Just say yes or no.
Yes.
Glorious. Fantastic. Oh. Yeah, Blind Mike's having bathroom sex at a place called Samantha's, and meanwhile, I have a 2-inch layer of dust on my hoo-hoo. Let's go to line 2, Nick in Dundalk. Good morning.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What up?
What is?
I got many of them, but I got one in particular. Every Halloween, I get reminded of it because I was drinking one day. Some friends, they decided to go to a haunted house at the Wise Avenue Fire Department. They made a haunted house out of that fire department. It waited like 2 hours to get in the line
In there. Before you continue your story, I'm not going to give it away. Mike wrote it on screen, but I have seen this happen, and I have to say, you were probably justified. Continue.
Yes. Waited 2 hours to get into the place. I finally get in there, me and my girlfriend, my friends behind me. The lights go out. The next thing I know, I was like 5 minutes into the place, and next thing I know, 3 big firefighters are picking me up by my pants, my shirt, my collar, and they threw me out on the sidewalk because somebody punched Frankenstein in the face and bloodied his nose. And they blamed me, and I was angry, man, because I tell you what, I wish I would have done it. It wasn't me on the life of my kids. I didn't put my hands on nobody.
We believe you.
Whoa.
We believe you.
Hey, I'm going to believe you did it. I'm actually going to like you more if you did. Do you remember Jason's Woods? It was the one of the haunted attractions around here. You've got like Kim's Crib, Field of Screams. Jason's Woods was one of them, and one of my first events when I was doing nights locally, they sent me out there, and I saw a dude getting thrown out by the scruff of his neck because I guess some weird chainsaw clown popped out from behind the tall grass, and this dude threw a line drive said clown and just blam, right in the face. How haunted house actors don't get smashed in the face more often is beyond me. Oh boy. Okay, this one involves a weapon. Let's go to Dalton, Hunt Valley.
Yeah, I was in Towson. And we were all at the bar drinking SoCo and lime,
And next thing you know,
back.
Yeah.
Let's just take a minute to just go back to the SoCo and Lime days.
Yeah, we had just left that Sugar Ray concert.
Wow. Go ahead, sir.
And I had a big fold knife in my pocket, and I was waving it around the bar.
Whoa.
I don't even know what I was yelling.
Whoa.
And then they kicked me out, and I walked out, and the next morning I woke up, and I was in the Sheridan on the third floor in a banquet hall with a tablecloth wrapped around me.
Oh, well, at least you weren't in jail.
Yeah, at least
damn,
you didn't
son.
Plunge that blade into anyone. Yeah, let's go ahead and leave the knives in the car, unless, of course, you either need to engage in some sort of special teams like knife fight or carve up some cheddar or lettuce. Keep the knife in the car. Nothing spooks me out more than the guy that has the buck knife on the hip. There was a guy at our show last night, Winchester, Virginia. Good old boy. Rough working man's hands. And he had a blade on his hip that it would have just stabbed through me if he wanted to. Let's go to Rob, Kent Island. Rob, what's up, dude?
How you guys doing today?
How you doing, buddy?
Another day in hell.
Yeah.
Jeez.
In Woodbridge, Virginia.
Here, here.
Why is it? What's going on?
The
why
worst
is it,
skate why is, park I've ever been to.
Why is it hell?
Because I work, obviously. It's Monday morning, and it's raining.
What do you
do? I work outside.
Oh God, yeah. Okay.
All right. So what's your story?
I came home for Easter last year, surprised my friends, thought I'd go out to the bar because I moved out north, and I made the mistake of not eating before I started drinking.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Get to the bar.
Mistake.
Hasn't seen my buddy in 3 years, goes and has us start shooting tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, I'm getting walked out of the bar, asking the guy what happened. He said, dude, I get to give it to you. You stood up asleep on the wall.
Just passed out.
You just
my friends told me I was snoring on the wall.
Yeah. There we are.
Knocked out cold, still standing up, though.
For you,
hey,
buddy.
You got a good center of gravity, of buddy. Good base. Took the heroin nap, but only on alcohol. I thought that they kicked him out of there for all the pauses and the stories he was telling. Let's go to Tim in Baltimore. Tim, good morning.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Timmy?
Timothy?
Hi, Tim.
I used to work at a bar in Fells Point. It's no longer there, but I, throughout the course of the weeks, was flirting with one of the girls that would come in on a regular weekend. And sometime or another, we found the corner of the bar, and I was sitting on the stool, and she basically lifted her skirt up and sat down on my lap. And we got ratted on. So the owner of the bar actually came up, fired me, and kicked me out at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it's sort of like that scene from Roadhouse where he walks in on the one dude inside of the beer locker.
Oh, I remember that
You're going
scene.
To be my Thursday night girl. You're going to be my Thursday night girl.
That was my
girl.
Favorite scene.
That scene is so hot. Oh, you get a full frontal Patrick Swayze. Mm. Let's go to D in Silver Spring. D, good morning.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
Hello, D.
So I used to play in a band up in Baltimore, and we played at Chaos once, a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
So after our set, I went down to where the girls were dancing, and I was just chilling out, post-set afterglow. And I had a beer, and I was smoking a cigarette back when you could, back when you could smoke in bars. And one of the strippers comes up. She's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, I'm all right. She says, what you up to? I said, not much, just drinking. And she said, she starts to get impatient. She's like, so do you want a drink? I was like, no, I think I'm good for now. She goes, so, what are you drinking? You're not drinking? This is a strip club. I was like, well, I'm okay. And she, rolls her eyes and stomps off. And as she stomps off, now, mind you, this is, noisy strip club, music's going, people yelling. And I say, just in a conversational tone of voice, I said, look, I'm not paying you for your conversation.
Oh.
And 2 minutes later, the bouncer comes up, and he's like, okay, I think it's time for you to go. So I was like, all right. So I just grabbed my stuff, and I walked out. But, yeah.
So you're insulting the strippers.
Yeah, how dare you.
How dare you besmirch the good name of one of our adult entertainers, such as a local stripper. You bastard. Hey, Josh.
Yes.
You know the difference between two nuns and a stripper?
What's that?
Well, two of them are tight ends and one of them is a wide receiver. We're having fun.
Right?
Hey, we're a football team. I think I took expired Ritalin.